To Northern Ireland now, where the child abuse inquiry that's being run there is strikingly similar to Australia's Royal Commission. As in Australia, there's been controversy over which instances of abuse will be considered by the inquiry. In Northern Ireland, abuse which took place outside institutions but at the hands of the local parish priest are not covered. But a campaign is being launched to try to change that, as Europe correspondent Barbara Miller reports.
It takes some victims of child abuse many years to speak of their experiences. Michael Connolly, who says he was abused in the 1970s by a priest he turned to for help, is no exception.
I was 48 years of age before I spoke about my abuse. And it came as quite a shock to my wife when I first told her about this. In fact, it's so painful, even now when I speak to you, it's so painful thinking back on that. I couldn't tell her. I had to write her a 7-page letter. And that was difficult.
Michael Connolly says he thinks the stark sectarian divisions within Northern Ireland made the situation even more difficult.
We had paramilitaries operating in the area, and if you went to the local police or if you went somewhere and made a statement about somebody who was sexually abusing you in the community, you wouldn't survive it. Quite simply, you would be dealt with. The paramilitaries didn't want to have anybody within their community communicating with the police or given any information about anybody within their community. And failure to obey those laws could result in your death. If I had spoke about my abuse back when it happened in the early 70s, they may have well been looking for my body in a bog someplace around the Irish borders.
Michael Connolly's experience is not covered by Northern Ireland's inquiry because the abuse he suffered did not take place in an institution. The same goes for this woman who wants to be referred to as Mary.
I just felt when I had originally heard about the inquiry coming that it was an opportunity for my voice to be heard. And when I contacted the inquiry, just like a lot of people have said, the door was slammed in my face because I obviously don't fall into the categories. But I recognise I was abused and I just want my voice to be heard.
Mary and Michael Connolly are backing calls for a separate inquiry to be held into clerical abuse in the community so their accounts can be heard.
To be quite honest, it's like a dirty little secret that you keep hidden. I always was brought up in the Catholic faith and wanted to be a good person and to lead a good life, and this was something I felt dirty and unclean about and wouldn't want to have spoken to anybody about. I feel because I put myself in the position to be with this priest, I looked up to him and respected him. So I feel I put myself in that position and I feel guilty about that.
Do you talk openly in your family about what happened?
No, my husband and my two children are the only people who know about it in my family. My other siblings and my mother don't know anything about it. I think it would break her heart, to be honest.
Victims of clerical abuse out with an institution are joining forces with women who were over 18 and therefore no longer children when they were admitted to the type of Magdalene Laundry-type workhouse made famous by a film of that name.
The philosophy here at Magdalene is a very simple one. Here you may redeem yourself working beyond human endurance to remove the stains of the sins you have committed.
In God's name, if we don't deserve this.
Patrick Corrigan from Amnesty International.
I think it makes those groups who don't have recourse to the Northern Ireland Institutional Abuse Inquiry, I think it makes them feel that they have been neglected, ignored again. I think it's quite hurtful for them, unless the political leadership here in Northern Ireland is willing to indicate that they will do right by them as well.
There have been a number of broad-ranging inquiries into abuse in the Republic of Ireland, and Amnesty says there's no reason why that shouldn't happen north of the border. This is Barbara Miller in Belfast, reporting for The World Today.